a lot of people didn't notice that he was there all day long, because he moved his car.
It's June 23rd, 2014, somewhere between 4 and 5 p.m. Mally Munn is a 22-year-old hairstylist on a break. She's sitting on a bench with her friends Angie and Steven in front of the Sophisticuts Salon in Grand Saline, Texas, watching a man who's been milling around the parking lot all day.
And I was like, does he have a gardening cushion? Like, what's happening?
She debates going over to tell the man that somebody's just been by to pick the weeds.
And then he started dumping a gas can on himself, and we were like, no. I was like, is that gas? They were like, that has to be water. Like, that can't be real.
She and her friends are about 35 yards away.
I could hear the click of the lighter. Like, as far away as it was, because I saw it, and I went, there's a lighter, to Steven. And I said it, and I mean, as soon as it clicked and it went, oof, he was gone. I was inside getting the fire extinguisher, and Angie was on the phone.
911.
This is Angie at the Dollar General.
In what city?
At Grant Saline, and the man's on fire out in the parking lot.
The man is on fire?
Yes, a man just set himself on fire.
The man is Charles Moore, a white Christian minister and Grand Saline native who has just returned to town. And the reason he set himself on fire is in protest against what his suicide note decried as the city's historic mistreatment of African Americans. What Moore hopes to inspire by his act is deep soul searching among the overwhelmingly white residents of Grand Saline. So, question number one, did he?
I think a lot of people got very angry at his message instead of absorbing it and hearing it for what it was and trying to understand it from someone else's perspective. I think they just got upset. Well, we're not like that anymore. That was back then when he was here. He hasn't been here in years.
Most people that I've talked to about it just says, what a shame. You know, what a shame that he felt that compelled to do something.
Elvis Allen is Van Zandt County's chief historian. His assessment that the people of Grand Saline just didn't get what Charles Moore was going for is something I found when I asked around town, somewhat frustratingly, of people who opted not to be on the radio. What's clear is that the people Charles Moore hoped would look inward didn't, mainly because they genuinely don't see their town as racist. They say they don't know why African Americans have such a fear of the city, nor where that fear really comes from. But Elvis Allen does.
The violence against blacks was mostly involved one incident during the Reconstruction.
That incident was a terror campaign by a gang of Confederate outlaws not even from Grand Saline who purportedly killed a white doctor for treating black patients. The doctor's head, or so the legend goes, was hung on a pole.
That is where the myth began. It got turned around over years later that he was a black man, and then it turned into several black men. And it went on, and it came from that.
Allen says those stories got passed along mainly by school kids, like a long game of telephone. The thing is, though, even if Grand Saline's racist nature is only a myth built on stories, that reputation has had a devastating effect on African Americans for a century and a half. And that becomes agonizingly clear as I wander around town looking for a black resident to ask about all of this. And I can't find a single one. All I can lean on is this.
They don't like you. They're going to chase you out of town.
Us, we all grew up and heard the same stories. You don't go to Grand Saline. You don't talk to people from Grand Saline.
They had a place. They said this is where that they would hang them and that kind of thing.
If I could jump over Grand Saline, I would jump.
These voices are black East Texans who live 30 and 40 miles from Grand Saline. They come from the documentary Man on Fire, a film that looks at Reverend Moore's death and the lingering reputation of Grand Saline as a city to be avoided by African Americans at all costs. Their sentiments are the kind Charles Moore cited as his reason for self-immolating, meaning that whether the stories about Grand Saline are real or myth, they also had a devastating effect on a man who saw no other way to bring attention to the injustices he claimed to see everywhere.
The immediate reaction is, well, he could have done much more when he was alive. Why sacrifice yourself? What can you do then?
Joel Fendelman is the director of Man on Fire.
And I get that too. It's valid arguments. But then again, look, we're having this conversation now because he did that.
The film's producer, James Chase Sanchez, lives in Vermont these days, but grew up in Grand Saline. He says that while Charles Moore's suicide was clearly a flawed idea, his action did spark introspection far beyond the city, starting with himself.
Charles Moore absolutely did change people. he changed me on a very fundamental level, because I had to sit there and ask myself, what would I do to help try to change my hometown, the same hometown as Charles?
What does need to change, he says, are the stories that the school kids tell and that the adults don't discourage.
You have to stop these stories. And if you're just going to sit back and be quiet and just be like, oh, it's all folklore, who cares? Then you're complicit in this reputation of your town.
And this reputation is something older folks in town are just as eager to see go away before it strikes fear any deeper or compels another of its citizens to commit a dramatic suicide to get things to change. For KETR News, I'm Scott Morgan.